This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Obviously disappointed. Great players, great fit. We definitely recognize the opportunity. I was really thankful to Tom and Todd and Laura. I spent a lot of time talking about pursuit of him, and they were willing to sort of green light us pushing our budget. It's free agency, ultimately, they got a deal in structure and in amount that we couldn't match.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Jed Hoyer. He is the man who took over from his old pal, Theo Epstein, and Theo now working against him. Is that our conclusion?
Getting in his way, making it hard for Jed's final year to be a successful one.
Final year. That's nice. Getting him fired. We are delighted to welcome in Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic in Boston. She wrote a great story that detailed Bregman going to Boston and Theo playing a role in that. Theo, of course, an executive now with the Fenway Group, right? So I thought that meant he was just going to run Liverpool, but apparently it means more than that. Jen, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jen joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. So the idea, listen, I still believe that money kind of solved the Bregman issue, and the fact that Boston was $10 million a year more than anyone else probably sealed the deal. But I loved reading about Theo as sort of this mentor to Craig Breslow, who also was here in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a history that goes way back even to Boston when Craig was a player in Boston. So, there's been ties for them for a long time. Theo hired, as you guys know, Craig to kind of run the pitching restructuring department in 2019 for the Cubs, and was, learned under Theo kind of how to run the ropes, how to be an executive, how to be in a front office. Breslow's, as you guys know, a Yale guy, very, very smart guy and kind of very analytical guy. I think very much knew that side of things. But being a, first time or, this is his second year chief baseball officer is what his title is in Boston. There's a lot that goes into it. And I think the Red Sox really realized they needed to give Craig someone to kind of just be a guidepost. So Theo came on last year, it was about a year ago this time, as sort of a senior advisor in Fenway Sports Group. So Fenway Sports Group owns the Red Sox, Liverpool. They have a PGA group that they own. They have a F1 sport, or a NASCAR group that they own. They have a wide range of assets in their portfolio, and Theo is role that, as we know, it's been very kind of under wraps, is to kind of oversee all the teams and sort of how they just manage some bigger moves. And obviously this was a big move for the Red Sox to kind of invest in. And he also was advising Breslow when they were going after Soto, and when they really made a push for a $700 million deal for Soto. Obviously, that would have been, you know, by far the biggest, and it obviously ended up being the biggest deal with the Mets. But the Red Sox were really pushing on that, and Theo helped Breslow sort of navigate the complexities of all that, navigate the complexities of dealing with Scott Boras. You know, that was one thing someone told me, was just, you know, as a new sort of GM, chief baseball officer type, dealing with Boras, the super agent that's, you know, is the most experienced and well-known agent and best agent kind of out there, is tricky, you know, and there's a lot of things that you need to know how to do in kind of handling him. And so I think that was another thing that, you know, Breslow was able to learn from Theo. So I do think, you know, the ultimate, the other thing that Breslow was telling me was, at the same time, you know, while Theo was very influential and helpful in the process of it all, he made it clear that, you know, Theo did to Breslow that, this is your decision. I'm going to give you advice on how to handle this, but I want to kind of empower you to make sure this isn't Theo's decision. This is Breslow's decision. This is Breslow's team. And Theo was sort of just the, this is what you should think about. This is how you should be thinking about the future, and all those kind of things.
Can he dive into NASCAR? Wouldn't that be a better use of his time for the Cubs fan perspective? But I think, Jen, great story, great reporting. But I just wonder, what is the perception of Theo Epstein and his involvement? I don't want to call it meddling, because it's an official role in an official capacity. But as he returns to where he once, you know, won a championship, a couple championships, we know how he's held on a pedestal in Chicago. How about in Boston? Theo's involvement in this, and it seems like it's welcome, because Craig Breslow doesn't have a huge ego, it seems, and he did a great job in Chicago, and he knows what he doesn't know. Is Theo Epstein's involvement welcome by everybody and the fan base?
Oh, 100%. 100% from the fan base. I mean, I think the fans in Boston were pretty devastated that he left Boston, you know, back in 2011. It's been years, and I mean, I've still been, it's been over a decade at this point, and, you know, people still talk about just the influence he had on 04 and 07 and just sort of turning around the organization, and obviously did the same thing in Chicago. So this guy is someone that I think everyone knows is a top-tier negotiator, top-tier just baseball mind, baseball executive, and why not kind of lean into his experience and his just know-how on how to do all this. I think, you know, when he moved on from Chicago, he was looking for something different and maybe potentially kind of going towards the ownership track. And so sort of being a senior advisor in FSG seems like it's, you know, kind of on that track. I think part of that deal is he is sort of part of the ownership group, and obviously not John Henry is still the majority owner. Tom Warner, you know, the co-chairman, and Sam Kennedy, the CEO. So that's still, you know, the ownership group, but Theo kind of has slid in over the past year and sort of just, this advisory role. And again, like I said, it's not just the Red Sox. He has had a heavy hand in helping with coaching changes and with Liverpool and some of the bigger deals that they're dealing with, Mo Salah and all their major players, just as, you know, the Red Sox have over their years. So he's sort of just like a overarching business mind of how is this affecting the business bottom line, not so much just, you know, not so much just his baseball acumen, but his just business wherewithal and kind of how to run a team overall. So I think that's been his biggest impact, and they have tried to sort of keep I was honestly surprised that the people I talked to told me how heavily Theo was involved, because I've tried to over the past year find out exactly what he's doing and exactly what his role is, and it's been kept a little under wraps. So I think that they were just excited that they got this deal done and kind of proud of it and wanted to give Theo some kudos for it and just make sure that that was known. But I think that there's more that we don't know about what he does, and I think that that's something that we'll try to keep exploring too.
I'm curious if they'll have to call him for their happily ever after. In other words, Rafael Devers doesn't seem too pleased that he's supposed to give up third base, and he's already expressed that he's a third baseman. You heard Alex Cora say basically that, that's Rafi being Rafi and we make the decisions, etc. Where will Bregman play? Is there any chance that he is not the third baseman? He's pretty good at that position, pretty much better than Devers if we're talking defense.
Yeah, he won a Gold Glove last year at the position. That was the first time in his career, but he's by far a superior defender. The Red Sox have, over the years, I would say, been deferential to Devers. He's their superstar. He wants to be a third baseman. They've kept him at third base despite him leading, the league in errors every year since 2018 at the spot. And he's gotten better here and there, but the bottom line is that Bregman is a far superior third baseman. And I think that's where the team is leading, where the team is leaning, and probably what's going to end up happening. Bregman, just wanting to keep his options open in free agency, said he was willing to move to second base, and Cora, said that he could. He thought he could be a Gold Glove caliber second baseman too. Just Bregman came up as a shortstop at LSU, so it's not like he's got the athleticism to kind of move around the diamond. But that said, third base is his spot. It's been his spot for years, and he showed what he can do in Houston. So I think the core kind of hasn't core and Breslow haven't made decisions yet. They kind of are keeping it open, but keep saying they're going to put the best roster out on the field and best team that is going to help them win. And obviously with Bregman at third, that's what's going to do it. The Red Sox had the worst infield defense in baseball last year. They had 95 unearned runs. It was a certified mess. And so they're getting Bregman and putting him in a spot that can kind of shore up the infield, I think will go a long way. Getting Trevor Story back healthy at shortstop is obviously going to help as well. But I think you got to keep the guy that's the best at that position at third base, and I think that's Bregman. What that means for Devers, yesterday he was adamant that he was not going to DH. We asked him if that meant he wanted to be traded, and he said he took a deep sigh and he said he hasn't thought that far ahead. So it's going to be a little damage control going forward. I don't think any of us, we all knew that Devers was very prideful and wanted to stay at third base. He's a professional athlete. All these guys are like that. But I don't think any of us anticipated him being as adamant and as just forthright with the comments that he had yesterday about just saying, I'm not going to DH, third base is my position. I feel like this wasn't handled the right way. So, the Red Sox went from the high of the signing on Sunday, the announcement with Scott Boras here, to some drama in camp and kind of figure out how to navigate all this going forward.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey from The Athletic, who wrote a great story on Theo Epstein's role in the signing of Alex Bregman with the Red Sox. And Jen, breaking news here in Chicago, your colleague at The Athletic, Patrick Mooney, is reporting that Justin Turner has signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Chicago Cubs to be presumably backup at third base, backup at first base, designated hitter, role to be determined later. He spent 2023 in Boston with the Red Sox. What do you remember if you were there covering the Red Sox, and what do you think about that move?
Yeah, I just saw that before I got on the phone with you guys, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Before the Red Sox signed Bregman, I actually was wondering if their Red Sox were pursuing or kind of be considering Turner because he was such a good fit in Boston. He didn't want to leave Boston. He ended up staying in Boston for that winter because him and his wife were so enamored with the city, but didn't end up returning last year and ended up going to Toronto. So he was a huge influence on the clubhouse, on a young team at the time, and just was a good player too. He put up very good numbers, and obviously not in the heart of his career. He's definitely towards the end of his career, but I think his calling card, he's always been known as a good clubhouse clubhouse guy to kind of just bring a team together and really be one of the spokespersons. He really stood up a lot in 2023 when the team was going through some tough times and some, you know, as you guys know, the Red Sox haven't been great lately, and so he stood up there pretty often and sort of bore the brunt of some of the tough questions that of why the team was failing so much, and kind of took on that kind of role in just sort of helping out some younger players at the time, like Jaron Duran, and just being a voice for the team. So as much as he, you know, might be towards the end of his career, I do think he still brings, you know, a solid right-handed bat to the lineup. And even more so, is a good guy to have around a team and someone, you know, that, as we all know, it's such a long season. You need guys like that to kind of keep things level-headed. And his experience with what I think about 15 years in league at this point is someone that definitely can do that.
It's interesting because just reading all the Bregman stuff, I believe you reported that his wife has some kind of a program at Harvard that she got into. She's doing some kind of thing at Harvard. He also owns a racehorse with Walker Buehler called March of Time that won a race recently at Santa Anita. I mean, and then obviously Cora. I mean, there's just like weird connections that you don't think about for a guy.
Yeah, I think he... listen, it all comes down to money, right? Yes, like you guys were saying, they're not going to leave, you know, they're not going to not take a good deal. But that said, I think he very, very much wanted to be in Boston. He had all these connections. He's good friends with Alex Cora, you know, dating back to 2017 with that Houston team that was eventually, you know, had the sign stealing scandal that Cora was suspended a year for. They sort of had a rocky relationship in the years afterwards, but have since repaired the relationship. And Cora speaks highly of him now. But beyond that, yeah, Walker Buehler is a really close friend of his. Like you said, they own a racehorse together. And then, yeah, his wife got into this Harvard Extension School business program. She's going to be doing an entrepreneurial business track. They kept that very much under wraps because they didn't want the Red Sox to know that and kind of use it as leverage. But apparently we were talking to Bregman the other day, and he said she was going either way. So she has to be on campus for it, you know, obviously in Cambridge, right next to Boston. And so she was planning to on top of all this, she's 7 months pregnant and due at the end of April. So, I mean, they've got a lot going on with their family. She's committed. She's a very impressive person. So she was committed to, to honestly spending some time away from him with this newborn to go to this school. So I think they, on top of everything, I think that was a factor in a lot of this, obviously. I'm sure he was weighing that and trying to. I think that's why, for a lot of reasons, this dragged out a little longer because they kept trying to maybe get a little longer. The Red Sox were very adamant they didn't want to go much beyond 3-4 years because they have some young infield prospects coming up in the system, kind of knocking on the door, top 10 in baseball. Christian Campbell's one of them,
right.
That they don't want to block with like long-term deals. So they were very adamant about this type of contract, and that's why the deferrals you might have read about are so complicated and a little complex. It's not a traditional contract the way it's set up. And so I think Boris and Bregman were trying to maybe push for more, but definitely still wanting Boston to work out. And then I think in the end just decided this is kind of where we need to be, and we'll just deal with it and kind of have the opt-outs. If we see after a year that this isn't where we want to be, then we have the option to kind of go back on the market. So, yeah, there were a lot of factors. It was a pretty complex process and kind of took a lot of effort on a lot of people's parts. But, yes, his wife is starting this program at Harvard in the spring, and is that's definitely going to be something that we'll probably be checking in with him on.
Jen, great stuff.
Jen.
Thank you very much
really
for your time.
Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Jen McCaffrey. That's great stuff, isn't it?
A lot of good background. A lot of good background on Theo's involvement. Also, Justin Turner, what kind of guy he is. And we said the breaking news. He signs a one-year deal, $6 million with the Cubs. The breaking news on the scores brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Feel better now about the Cubs' depth? 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the screen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Score.
Has been as clutch as the Dodgers have. And Turner in the air to center field. That ball's hit well. Martinez on the run. This is way back. And it is gone. It is a walk-off home run for Justin Turner.
Justin was doing that in the room. This is his walk-up song. There he is. There
this
he
is the walk-up song for Justin Turner?
This is Justin Turner.
Oh, that's
song.
Awesome. Isn't that hilarious? I think we're on top of that. Way
ZZ
to coach,
Top
Justin.
LaGrange.
ZZ Top.
Molly and all, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Cubs have solved their issues with depth.
Well, no, they haven't. Oh, I mean, that's overstating it. Okay. This is a very...
Sorry.
This is a very positive move in that direction. This is a very good depth move.
They got
move.
The first baseman.
This is a smart move. And I think it helps you feel a little bit better about what you're missing out on without Alex Bregman. You have cover for Matt Shaw at third base, even though Justin Turner hasn't really played third base regularly in several years.
A little bit of cover.
You've got cover. You've got more than you had yesterday. You have more than you had at 6:30 this morning when we were discussing it the first time.
That's fair.
You've got a right-handed component at first base in case Bushy isn't the guy that you think he is against left-handed pitching.
A little bit there.
A little bit there. He's 40. You're going to get a little bit everywhere. You're not going to get a lot of anything.
You've got cover in case, say, a Suzuki has a Rafi Devers kind of reaction to move into DH.
Well, I don't know that that's a big concern. He needs to get over it if he's still hung up on it.
Oh, so you're not even giving him an inch.
No, I'm not.
I'm just asking.
He's a professional hitter. He's being paid well to hit. So as a designated hitter, please hit. That's his role.
What if he is not as happy as usual?
Well, then he needs to get over it.
I don't think you'll be able to tell. Because he doesn't seem particularly happy.
Well, no, this is going to be the year of communication. Craig Counsell has vowed to be less lazy communicating with Seiya Suzuki, so that's not going to be a problem.
But, Seiya, we're trading you.
No.
It was a joke.
Seiya will tell them when they trade him because he's got all the power. That's why he has the no trade clause in his contract. And that's something he negotiated and they have to respect. If he didn't, dare I say, he would not be here. So, back to Turner. So he gives you some veteran depth in the lineup at three different spots in the order, potentially. And I think that the way that he finished last season, he was hot. And I know he's 40. I'm not going to get too carried away with what to expect from somebody at this stage of his career. But it's a modest investment, relatively modest. And it's a guy that is a winner, a good clubhouse guy.
Yes.
He comes to the Cubs. This is his
leadership depth, David.
Fourth team in 4 years.
Leadership depth.
Yeah. Well, you need leadership depth. You need a council or a committee. Do the Cubs have eight captains?
I thought they had a council.
They do.
But they don't have...
Their council is the highest paid manager in baseball.
They don't have Theo to counsel them.
No, they don't have Theo. You'll never have another Theo.
Never.
Oh, boy.
No. Only
that was good to get the rundown of Theo's involvement in Boston.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. I enjoyed it. That's a happy story. I also think it's a happy story if he's got a share of the Fenway Group. Woo! That's some fine.
That's what they
finally
really should have offered him here.
Yeah,
they
could only offer part of the Cubs. They couldn't offer anything else.
So
he probably is in it for Liverpool.
Justin Turner, in his final 216 plate appearances in 2024, slash line 306, 394, 454.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's better than I would have thought.
Do you know
what
Bregman's slash line in his last? I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you know,
I don't.
We should comp that. There's a homework assignment for myself.
There
I'm
going to
get Bregman.
Do that tonight.
Dustin, are you pleased with the depth now?
It's better. Here's the key part. It's not protection for Matt Shaw. He's not a third base. You may as well have Ron Coomer, and I love the Coom Dog, and he'll be here Friday. You may as well have Ron come out and play third base if you're going to have 40-year-old Justin Turner play third base.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
I was asked my opinion. I'm sharing it.
And I'm sharing mine.
What I said is not true?
Yeah, that was your opinion.
That's
David's
not
opinion
valid.
Is not true.
Okay. I'm not saying it's false.
I think it protects you at first base.
So you're a liar.
It also protects you when Seiya Suzuki, we all know, is going to have an oblique at some point this year.
Why all the doubts about Seiya? I'm just curious. You took a shot at him. Now
I
Dustin's
didn't take
a shot at him.
I was making a joke. I wasn't taking a shot.
Well, hopefully Craig Counsell's not lazy again. He called himself lazy with the communication that he and Seiya had because of the interpreter, and he took the lazy way out. Something you want from the highest paid manager in baseball is to be lazy.
Did he learn Japanese in the offseason just to get ready for the trip over there and communicate better?
I think maybe so.
But I mean, that's my depth
Justin
point.
Justin Turner
better
last year only played one game at third base, I believe. So that's valid. And he's six games over the last two seasons. He's not really been asked to do that. I don't know if it's because he can't or because at the stage of his career it's just not advised. But if Matt Shaw is struggling, they do have an option, I suppose. Maybe we're going to learn in the introduction that he's not going to be, you know, factoring in there. They don't want to make Matt Shaw uncomfortable. But they do have a bat. You got him for his bat as much as anything.
Yes.
And he's been a winner. Where he's gone, they have won.
Oh,
that's a huge aspect.
The Cub fans remember him from the 2017 NLCS still. Yes. Justin Turner is a winner.
We just played his home run.
He was a tough out. This guy is an accomplished major leaguer. So,
and there's your pop. Here's the other one, and this was a valid complaint by Kevin, one of the most avid Cub fans and callers we have. He complained to you guys early on, probably the first or second caller we took today. Yep. No pop off the bench. Now you got some pop off the bench.
You got some pop.
You got some pop off the bench.
You got some pop.
So that's he's got way more pop than anybody else on the Cubs bench at this moment.
Now Bruhan can be your backup center fielder, and I don't know what it means for Birdie. What does it mean for Birdie?
Well,
John Birdie.
I think that the guy that really took a
who's got options
is probably Nicky Lopez.
I knew that was coming.
He could be in trouble.
I knew that was coming.
His grandfather would be heartbroken.
I was just waiting for you to come up with it.
What? I mean,
this is not good news for Nicky Lopez.
That's all I'm saying.
Although Nicky Lopez does have a little more versatility. He can back you up at second. He can back you up at short. And then he can back you up at third. And he's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. I hope Nicky sticks around.
Can Nico get the ball from third to first?
Huh?
Can Nico Horner get the ball from third
you
to first?
You want Nico to play third base?
Well, I mean, if you want to get your best lineup out there, potentially.
What's wrong with Matt Shaw?
We don't know. It's a question still.
No, I've come around to Matt Shaw.
Come around?
Yeah,
around? You were leading the parade. You were marching around.
Fair.
Fair I'm just
enough.
Saying.
I was all in on Matt Shaw, and then I was all in on Bregman because I felt like that was an upgrade
right.
and a path the Cubs needed to pursue. Now that they are unsuccessful on that pursuit, I'm back to being a Matt Shaw fan.
I hope he plays well.
I want him to work out.
I do too.
Some point, the Cubs have to figure out whether or not guys like PCA and Matt Shaw can make it at this level. And they're telling us the time is now.
I am so surprised that you believe that PCA can't make it at this level. Hasn't he shown enough already? Didn't he have like a pretty good
defensively,
year?
Defensively, of course.
Yeah,
what's going to happen? Are the pitchers going to come back to him? And then is he going to be able to come back to them?
He has to adjust.
Right.
And as we said, he has to make sure that he plays to his strengths.
Yes. He needs to do that.
That's
then
all. And he's
once
got
he
strength.
Learns that, then yes. He can get to the top of the batting order where he belongs.
Well, how soon? That's a great point.
By All-Star break.
Okay.
By the All-Star break, I hope the PCA is an accomplished enough hitter that he's leading off for the Cubs and making an impact as the catalyst. Because then your lineup is so different.
Much better.
And
yeah.
dangerous.
Yeah, and then we will have Crotober.
Or not Crotober. We're not going with that. We're not going with that. It's what was the texter saying? Ock-Crotober. No, I don't like that either.
Yeah,
I'd be thrilled with Craig Tober, to be honest, okay? We know we have Craig Tember, but let's have Craig Tober.
Not Crotober. That's bad.
Well, Craig Crotober.
What in the name of God has gone wrong here?
That was in reference to what PCA said yesterday, which I think was a really mature baseball thought.
You want to hear that.
You said he said that you wanted to win a gold glove and play in October. Those are good goals. I hope that he reaches and achieves both of them. It's going to be tough in the National League. He's exactly right. They've got a lot of center fielders that are very good. And you wonder how much he's motivated by the fact that I think in MLB's list, he was not among the top 10. And maybe he's not ready for that yet. But PCA and Matt Shaw, two very young, promising players. But at some point in time, prospects have to stop being prospects and start producing.
I really thought that PCA had stopped being a prospect. I thought he had a good enough year last year that he was no longer a prospect.
That surprises me.
No, I thought he was really good. And I kind of think the same thing about Michael Bush. I thought he had a good year, all said by the time you get to the end of it. And I'm surprised that I agree with you that Amaya has not taken the step, but it takes longer for catchers. It does. So hopefully you see more out of him. But I thought Shaw was hitting and doing well
Shaw's
at every turn.
Shaw's bat will travel.
Yeah.
You know, Shaw's bat has succeeded at every step of the way.
Yes.
You mentioned Miguel Amaya, and this is something interesting. I know it has little to do with Justin Turner, but it does pertain to Cubs depth. The guy who's been getting a lot of attention, I think, early in camp, and it is very early in camp, Carson Kelly.
Yeah.
And Carson Kelly is a veteran catcher who I don't know what role he's going to play or how many at-bats he's going to take away from Miguel Amaya. But he may stabilize that pitching staff or give you a defensive edge. I don't know what to expect from Carson Kelly. But so far early, you kind of like what you see.
Well, I think you're making a really strong point that it's not just about catching the ball. It's not just about being able to hit a little bit. It's about being able to handle a pitching staff. That is a huge element of that position, and that's why you have veteran players and you like guys that have been around for that very reason.
And you wonder if that's the role that Yan Gomes played really well
right.
for a couple seasons.
Right.
The guy that could handle all of the pitching issues and handle the staff and be the defensive asset. And then he became an offensive asset, too, for that one season, and then he stopped hitting. And so, yeah, you need – every team, I think, has that need for that veteran catcher who might not be able to hit as well as you would like, but defensively is somebody that you learn to trust. The Sox have about six catchers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're strong at that position.
Including one of the guys the Cubs signed. They got rid of when they brought in Kelly,
right?
That's right,
yeah.
And so they jumped on – I can't even think of his name.
Tice?
Yeah, something with Tice. Yeah, whatever. And they got a couple of young catchers, but we don't know what.
By the way, more news in baseball, which
I think
is interesting. I don't think it pertains to the Cubs, but not yet.
Wait a minute.
It's a good source of speculation. First baseman Vlad Guerrero Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays failed to come to terms on a contract extension.
I saw that.
Paving the way for the 25-year-old star to hit free agency in November, reports Jeff Passan. So he's basically one and done, one more and done in Toronto. Are they going to be looking to make a deal? Are they going to be looking to get something in return for basically a rental? I don't know.
Luis Robert Jr.?
That's not what I was thinking.
No, I know. I'm just making a joke. That's all. All right. We've got what are we missing? Did we forget something?
Yeah,
here?
But right now we got to be the sixth caller. We're going to give something away. We got to give something away. Good tickets. Be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley with Zach Top and the band Lula. Credit Union One Amphitheater, Saturday, June 14th. On sale Friday, February 21st at 10 a.m. That's this Friday. So be the sixth caller, 312-540-0670. The headliner, Dierks Bentley. Don't want to miss it.
Pretty sure he has a relationship with the fine folks at Flag and Anthem.
Pretty sure he's going to be dressed well that night.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And by the way, it's cold outside, but we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know because we're wearing our Flag and Anthem sweaters,
yeah.
Which are so nice and cozy.
Yes.
It's nice and cozy.
I think I might turn the temperature down a little before Dan gets here just to welcome him.
Please
in.
Do.
We've got Dan, and I believe it's a Layla Tuesday,
yes,
right?
Layla's
so we'll
here,
see Layla.
And Marshall's back.
And Marshall is back as well. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.